USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A sweeping elections reform bill pushed by congressional Democrats has been blocked by Senate Republicans. In a Tuesday vote, the For the People Act was blocked from being brought to the floor for a debate by a 50-50 tally. 60 votes were needed to advance the proposal. The bill would have been the largest overhaul of the electoral system in decades, a measure Democrats say is needed as states have been passing their own election reform bills in the wake of last November's election. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will appoint a select House committee to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol building. Pelosi reportedly made the announcement Tuesday at a meeting of a Democratic leadership committee, but did not offer details of her plan. The announcement comes after a bill to establish an independent 9/11-style commission to investigate the causes of the January 6th riot failed in the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Iran's newly elected president says he's not interested in a meeting with President Biden, while the U.S. says he wasn't elected in a fair election anyway. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Iran's president-elect has rejected the possibility of meeting with President Biden. Ebrahim Raisi added that the United States is obligated to lift all oppressive sanctions against Iran. President Biden's State Department called Iran's elections anything but fair. State Department spokesperson Ned Price.
Our Iran policy is designed to advance U.S. interests, and that is regardless of who is chosen as Iran's president in a process that we consider to be pre-manufactured. This was not a free and fair election process.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Negotiations between the Biden administration and lawmakers from both sides of the aisle over a bipartisan infrastructure package continue as top White House advisors headed to Capitol Hill on Tuesday to try to move closer to an agreement. Senator John Barrasso says he thinks a bipartisan bill could get wide support in the Senate, but the Wyoming Republican tells Fox News what it would need to contain to get his backing.
And I want to see if this has something that actually is true infrastructure, and then how are we going to pay for it? I would be very interested in supporting a bipartisan bill if it passes three tests for me. One is it has to be true infrastructure. I mean, we have failing bridges and worn-out roadways. We need to do things with our waterways, our airports, our ports. That has to be true infrastructure. Number two, it has to be paid for. Can't be gimmicky. We can't add more money to the credit card, so it has to be true pay for. And then number three is it cannot touch the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, which gave us the best economy in my lifetime. So if we can do that, stay on true infrastructure and not raise taxes and focus and have it paid for legitimately, I think there's going to be a lot of support.
And a federal moratorium on evictions is expected to be extended by one more month. CNBC reporting that an announcement that the moratorium will be extended to the end of July could come as soon as Wednesday. The moratorium on residential evictions was set to expire on June 30th. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.